This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Energy Information Administration was out with its latest short-term energy outlook the other day, about which two things. Thing one, the report says electricity generation using renewable sources in this economy is growing fast, especially wind and solar. 22% of our power came from renewables last year. Thing two, the sun doesn't always shine. And the wind doesn't always blow, which can make it tricky to rely on the electrons generated from those sources. About that, though, also in the report was this. Utilities have been adding a whole lot of battery capacity in the last couple of years, and the EIA expects it could nearly double by the end of 2024. But, as Marketplace's Henry App reports, there are still some headwinds.
When wind and solar energy first started getting hooked into the electricity grid, you could balance the demand for electricity on a cloudy or still day, says Severin Borenstein, a professor at UC Berkeley, by firing up a natural gas plant. But as we use more renewable energy,
we're having a harder time just balancing the grid using the natural gas power plants, ramping them up and down.
That's where batteries come in, says Borenstein, who's also on the board of California's grid operator. They can hold extra renewable power for a few hours, then pump it out when it's needed. And utilities started using batteries a lot more in the last couple years because
battery costs have just plummeted over the last decade.
So developers have realized there's money in that storage, says Dennis Wamsted, an energy analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
Using relatively cheap energy, say from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you can sell it into the market for a little more, you know, at 7 o'clock at night.
But even as the battery storage sector has grown rapidly, there are snags, says Vanessa Witte, an analyst at Wood Mackenzie. She lists supply chain issues, inflation, and a long wait for what's called the interconnection queue.
Which is that queue where you need to put forth an application to actually get approved to connect your project to the grid.
Witte thinks some of those issues may be smoothed out in 2024. Michael Craig, an assistant professor at the University of Michigan, is also encouraged by the sector's progress and hopes it keeps going.
We need an even greater pace in deployment and in scaling up technologies
to meet what he calls the country's aggressive carbon-cutting goals. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.